Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon vowed that he's going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector. Bannon spoke just hours after news broke that he was leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. More now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Bannon, who is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on his America First and Make America Great Again slogans, had clashed for months with other powerful White House figures. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region that left at least 14 people dead, dozens more injured. Islamic State claiming responsibility for a deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. Thursday's bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when Al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed, at least six others injured, a mass stabbing there in the southwestern coastal town of Turku. Police said they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, and are searching for others. Authorities say the suspect's identity remain unknown, but appear to be of foreign origin. This is VOA News. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future, and this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan unilaterally fencing nearly 2,600 kilometers, largely along that porous Afghan border. Authorities defend the recently initiated project, saying it would help stop criminal and terrorist infiltration. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 remain unaccounted for as workers try to recover more bodies from the thick mud and debris of smashed homes. Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, offered his condolences and support during a burial ceremony.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
Government contending many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after it warned of new danger from a large crack that had opened on a mountainside. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has given itself the power to pass laws seizing legislative power from the opposition-led Congress, which already has little power in the country as the Supreme Court has stripped it of much of its functions. Assembly is charged with rewriting the country's constitution and has given President Nicolas Maduro permission to rule by decree. Months of nearly daily protest against the Maduro government have left more than 120 people dead and hundreds of others injured or jailed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And as always, I'll give you the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with a birthday boy and a newly named NEA Jazz Master. Happy birthday to Pat Metheny. On the 12th of this month of August, Pat Metheny, Patrick Bruce Metheny is the name his mother and father gave him when he was born in Lee Summit, Missouri, in the middle of the United States of America back 63 years ago. Well, he's just one of those people who seems to never age. Though he's 63 now, he still seems like he's about 23. He's filled with that youthful energy and incredible creativity, and we'll sample a little bit of the music he's made over the years and some conversations I've enjoyed with him over the years as well. Pat Metheny in the spotlight, 63 years old. Happy birthday to him. We'll begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a beautiful piece of music from the past from one of the greatest pianists in all of jazz history, who also celebrates a birthday in the month of August. He was born in 1929 on August 16th. He is the great pianist Bill Evans. And let's go back to the year 1973, when he took the stage at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society Club in Half Moon Bay, California, with Eddie Gomez on bass and Marty Morrell on drums. Here's Bill Evans playing How My Heart Sings to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Is the vocalist Allison Adams Tucker from her album Wanderlust, and a unique vocal version of Pat Metheny's composition Better Days Ahead. Let's get some conversation going right now with Pat Metheny as we look back at some of his earliest musical recollections, and then we'll hear one of his earliest solo works. In fact, his debut solo effort, the title cut from Bright Size Life. He'll be joined by the great bassist Jaco Pastorius, which was one of his early contemporaries and collaborators, and Bob Moses on the drums. First, let's look back at the early days of Pat Metheny here on VOA's Jazz America.
Could you put your finger on a time, a year, an age,
when you became aware that music is what you were going to do? This is it. This is what I am. This is you found your own identity, something that people search for, many people search for it and die not knowing what it is. At what point did that happen? And at what point were you aware that you could understand music and sense music on an intricate, on a very high level?
Well, you know, music was always such a sort of integrated part of our household, because my older brother Mike, who's a fantastic trumpet player, was kind of a child prodigy. And, you know, by the time he was 7 or 8, he was already kind of a virtuoso on the trumpet. And he's 5 years older than me, so I would have been 2 or 3 just starting to remember things. So, you know, as far back as I can remember, that was around. Plus, my dad is an excellent trumpet player. My grandfather, my mom's father, was a professional trumpet player his whole life. My mom is a very good singer. It was just kind of always around, and it wasn't something that was separate from everything else. It was kind of built into everything else. It was kind of the central activity. You know, I mean, my parents say that even when I was like 3 or 4, I was singing all the time to the point where it used to drive them insane. You know, apparently, as the story goes, it was Red Sails in the Sunset. I would just sing Red Sails in the Sunset like all night long.
Ooh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I didn't say there was anything profound going on. It's just that it was music.
It's a darn nice song. I want to put down the writer of that song. Right. I don't want him to feel badly about what I'm saying here. But
then, you know, I just remember that my brother started showing me stuff, you know, when I was about 7. Like, I also started playing the trumpet. And, you know, everybody noticed that I could kind of do it. You know, it wasn't, I was actually never a good trumpet player, but I sort of could figure it out. And then they had this test in school where, you know, they come to check your musical aptitude. And I just remember the test. To me, it seemed like, I you know, it was basically they would play, bah! And then they'd play, bah! And then they'd say, okay, which one was higher? And it would be like, you know, I mean, that's sort of how it seemed to me. And it was kind of, you know, and then they would kind of gradually get closer. But anyway, I got all of them right. And I just remember the band director coming over to my parents' house saying that, you know, nobody had ever gotten them all right before. And I was like,
whatever.
It wasn't even that hard, you know? I mean, really? So that, I think that was the first time that I felt like, oh, well, I guess I have some capacity then for music.
Thank you.
Pat Metheny had some capacity for making great music. He proved that from the very beginning of his career to what he's working on right now. Bright Size Life, the title cut from his debut solo effort. From the middle of America, the state of Missouri, came Pat Metheny. And from the center of America, Cincinnati, Ohio, comes saxophonist B.J. Hansen. You may not know him, but I think you'll enjoy his latest work. It's called Common Ground, and he's joined by some great musicians like Dwayne Eubanks and Delfeo Marsalis. B.J. Hansen with a song entitled Bucket Full of Soul on Jazz America from VOA 1. That's some cool groovin' new jazz for you from a great saxophonist B.J. Hansen from his album Common Ground. More of our celebration of the 63rd birthday of Pat Metheny coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very jolly message I've received, which reads as follows. Dear Jazz America, hi, how are you guys? I'm a listener from Kuwait. I listened to your radio station in the car while going to and coming back from the office. I love VOA. I was not a big fan of jazz music, but after I heard Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's Grammy-winning album Cheek to Cheek, now I am a big fan of jazz music. I would like to request Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's song The Lady is a Tramp. It's my favorite song. I would like to dedicate it to my parents, my sister Shruti, my brother-in-law Ashwin, and my nephews Dhruv and Yuvan. Thanks and best regards, Sharon Bhandari. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, and it would be my pleasure to play for you the award-winning music of the great jazz vocalist Tony Bennett, and the artist who has become a bit of a jazz vocalist as well, as everyone will hear, Lady Gaga, the great pop artist who turned to jazz to work with Tony Bennett. And here is The Lady is a Tramp, just for you, Sharon Bhandari of Kuwait, listening to VOA's Jazz America and loving jazz.
Hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She does it like crap games with barons and earls.
Won't go to Harlem in diamonds and
without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no. So, hates California, it's cold and it's damp.
Matheny got his first big break in music with Gary Burton, working with Gary in his band when he was a teenager and moving to Cambridge, Massachusetts to be part of the faculty of Berklee College of Music, where he taught guitar alongside Gary Burton, who was an instructor there at the same time. They have for many years worked together, as they did in the very beginning in the 1970s, and on the album you just heard, recorded live at Yoshi's in Oakland, California, the Gary Burton Pat Metheny Quartet, the song entitled Syndrome. Well, we're going to hear more of the story of Pat Metheny, and we're going to hear more of the musical story, too. Pat has been a great writer and quite often in collaboration with his longtime friend and associate, pianist Lyle Mays, in the Pat Metheny Group. And they have written some wonderful songs that to me seem like anthems and hymns. Sometimes they write in long form, as you'll hear with the title cut from one of their wonderful works, the groundbreaking First Circle. Let's talk to Pat Metheny about the art of songwriting here on VOA's Jazz America.
I often, you know, think about tunes as being sort of, they're all around us right now, and it's sort of like, you know, there's this incredible fossil in the desert, but it's incredibly delicate. And, you know, you see those guys with like toothbrushes and little whisk brushes that are like very delicate. And to me, the analogy with that is that's your musical talent. And the more refined you can get it, the more capable you are of like extracting out of the ether, you know, these bits of musical, hopefully, value. Mm. And, you know, lots of times when you're writing tunes, you have a great idea, but in the process of writing it down, you break it. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a very delicate task to sort of take something from that world and actually be able to bring it into life intact.
Mm-hmm. I remember one earlier in a conversation we had, you said that when you're writing, it's like digging in the dirt to get to the good stuff. So I have a couple of thoughts there. I think when you were a little kid, you played out in the dirt quite a bit. And second, another life, you probably were an archaeologist. I don't know. I'm just feeling
maybe
that way.
So, yeah.
I'm getting that vibe.
Could
somehow.
Be.
And here's the thrilling and brilliant title cut from the Pat Metheny Group classic album, The First Circle, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Jack DeJohnette, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
We'll be right back.
the song 9 over Reggae from the Parallel Realities album Live. Four NEA Jazz Masters together, Jack DeJohnette, who co-wrote the song you just heard, 9 over Reggae with Pat Metheny, who was just named an NEA Jazz Master to be inducted in 2018, alongside Herbie Hancock and Dave Holland. More of our celebration of Pat Metheny's 63rd birthday next hour.